Well, this is Jim Fetzer, guest hosting here on the Power Hour, where I was a huge fan of Joyce Reilly. We all miss her. Danny Siris, with massive law enforcement background, and I've collaborated on quite a few exposés, and I'm so pleased Danny pointed out to me that less than a minute, 57-second clip from China, where they're talking about vaccinating the U.S. military in order to wipe out our military capability, and how it's being promoted by celebrities, the White House, rogue politicians, and that everyone's going to get wiped when the effects take place. Now, Danny not only sent that to me, but for those who are still stunned and in a state of disbelief, we have yet another report here coming from a funeral director in the UK who's blown the cover of the COVID hoax. He is very honest. He's very straightforward. He acknowledges he's putting his own life at risk. In his video, which runs 38 minutes, he explains that the whole COVID business is a sham, that he's been directed to reclassify deaths from all kinds of causes as having been COVID, that he's aware the vaccine is causing death and devastation, and that there's tremendous pressure for this to go forward. He even says he was extended a bribe, but it was trifling compared to the millions that the Moderna people are being paid to keep their mouths shut about the ingredients of the vax. Where, by the way, I have a story on my blog about graphene oxide purporting to be from the fellow who designed it, who has contempt for the useless eaters. That was a phrase Henry Kissinger used to describe most of the world's population, useless eaters. And where he said, actually, once you have the graphene oxide in your system, and remember that Moderna product employee was talking about exactly what it does to your body, that there's an easy way to measure that you really have, there's a 10-year life expectancy max after you've got the graphene oxide. And if you measure the amount in your system, If it's 10%, then you got 9 years, 20%, 8, 30%, 7, and so forth. You can find that on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. You can also find there this story about the bombshell of the FDA allowing whistleblower testimony. Now, it's very stunning that the FDA is allowing this testimony to come out. I think they see the writing on the wall that this whole program, although it's going to be successful in killing hundreds of millions, even billions of people, that it's not going to be a success, it's not going to achieve the goals, and that the truth is emerging. I think they want to cover the FDA. It's absolutely fascinating that you had a vote of so many 16-2 against approving the booster shots, and that they allowed this testimony to take forth. Now, that's not only on my blog, but I have embedded the UK funeral director's report there, too. So go to jamesfetzer.org, and I believe it's right now the very first story, and you'll be able not only to read the FDA, the report about the FDA, coming from the Health Impact News, which I have now seen from several reports is a highly reliable in this area, but you'll be able to watch the funeral director's report. Danny, give me your take on what this fellow John O'Leary has to say.
Okay, I sent you an image, sir, on your Skype. You might want to pull up to add to this, but, you know, I was listening to O'Leary, and I was very shocked by the methodical way that he presented his case. He started off by talking about his vast experience as being a funeral director. And he also talked about how he worked for the coroner for many, many years. So he has a lot of experience and a lot of medical experience as well. And he went into saying that in the beginning, he talked about how every death was labeled a COVID death. And we can see that happening in the United States. I mean, he talked about case after case where people died of cancer. He brings up a little girl died of cancer. He brings up, you know, senior citizens that died of regular ailments. And all of a sudden, he was being told that they had to be labeled as a COVID death. And he thought that to be very strange. He had never seen anything like that before. You know, and many family members were worried about that the body would not be dressed and treated appropriately because of some threat of a virus on the body. And he simply ignored that out of respect for the families. And then he went on with a timeline, sir, which I found very, very powerful, about how soon when the vaccine came out, all of a sudden it became about, you know, the death started happening with the vaccine. But was very the most disturbing part of the report, and I would highly encourage everybody, this is a must-see report, is the fact that people started dying with this drug that was being given out or administered at the nursing homes. It was some sort of sedative, and it was so nasty that he said he began to find the vials next to the beds of the patients he would pick up. And basically, he came right out and said that they were being euthanized with this drug, and then if they were only to make it look like a COVID death. Very, very scary and disturbing, sir, in his testimony. And he gave case example after case example, backing up with evidence, sir, and finding the vial of this particular medication that was used to knock them out or euthanize them next to the beds of the senior citizens as he went to the funeral home. He said he's never been to the same funeral home multiple times in the same day in his entire career. I mean, it was very, very profound, very powerful testimony, firsthand testimony from a man that's on the ground in that industry, seeing this happen, sir, time and time again. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's one of the most profound testimonies that I've heard about the COVID death since this thing has started. And then at the end, he goes on to say that all of the people that are coming in now that he sees, their deaths, they're all vaxxed, double jabbed, I believe is how he says it. And it's very disturbing. He said he doesn't see anybody dying that has been unvaxxed. The only people he sees are the people that are vaxxed, and he's the guy that takes care of their bodies. Very, very disturbing, and I hope, again, sir, everybody sees his testimony, and they must see that video and hear it from him. And then at the end, he identifies himself. He tells the public where who he is, where he works, how to check his license. I mean, it just is extreme. This is the kind of gentleman that needs to get in front of our Congress. He needs to get in front of the FDA and explain what he's seeing. And everybody in the public worldwide, sir, needs to listen to this.
It may be the best you and I can do is get this out to the Power Hour Nation and to Revolution Radio, where we have a very large audience that cares about these issues, in the hope they might do something. Let me encourage every one of you. You could send a link to the article on my blog at jamesvetzer.org that includes the video. If, after watching the video, you think your mayor, your public health officials, Dane County, we've had a lockdown, we're back into wearing masks. I believe if you were to write to these people, in your representative in the House, your United States senator, pick out some of the articles I have there on masks and how damaging they are, because I'm convinced we're part of a three-stage program to bring about massive death to fulfill the Deagle.com prediction, which is the following, that Deagle.com is a website with powerful military intelligence connections, and they're projecting that the U.S. population is going to drop from 330 million in 2020 to, get this, 65 million in 2025. That's a drop of 265 million. And I'll tell you, frankly, they're well on their way, and that's going to include a lot of friends, neighbors, and relatives. I mean, I'm just dumbfounded by what's taking place here, Danny. So I think you're making some extremely telling points. And I encourage everyone to do just as I'm suggesting. Go to my blog, jamesfetzer.org. And because this is something you can do from the convenience of your home, using your computer, start sending out emails with links and spell out some of the content you find there and why this is so alarming, and that these officials who are supposed to be representing our interests need to do something about it. But, you know, it's fairly stunning, Danny. I think that Biden has exempted so many different groups. It's completely shocking, Danny, that he's exempted the judiciary, he's exempted the Congress, he's exempted the postal union. I mean, there's just a list of elites who are being exempted. And at the UN, too, they're having a big meeting this week. But the elites aren't required to have had the jab. The elites aren't required to have a vaccine card. The elites aren't being required to be subjected to these repeated tests. Mind you, that means these elites expect to be among those who survive to control the world in the future after this massive globalist genocidal program has been fulfilled. Danny, your thoughts.
Sir, I have a list that I sent you on the Skype there if you want to post it on to refer to on the exemption. I would like to talk. Would you mind if we went through that exemption list right now?
I wish you would, Danny. I wish you would.
Okay. Well, if you want to post that just for reference, but, you know, if you take a look at who's on there, sir, I'd like to make some points. You take a look at Congress right away. Now, Congress and all of their employees are exempt. And I'd like to know or raise the question anyway, at least this is the thoughts in my head. Why all of a sudden is Congress and their employees exempt from getting the jab? They're all chasing us with the needle. But all of a sudden, for some reason, if you think about it, why is Congress? I mean, shouldn't they be getting the jab if it's so helpful? And what about their employees? I mean, it reminds me of Obamacare when they were giving out exemptions. All of a sudden, Congress and their employees were having a big issue because they couldn't afford the payments, so they were exempted. And well, now all of a sudden we have our Congress and their employees exempted when you look at the list. Then we see federal judges are on the list, okay? Well, why are federal judges and their employees all of a sudden exempt from getting the jab? Well, what's so special about them? Don't they go to the store and go grocery shopping? Don't they hang out in public? Don't they go to golf courses? Don't they do all the same movie theater? Don't they do the same thing? But why all of a sudden have they deemed them, exempt, and all of a sudden COVID somehow doesn't affect Congress or judicial judges, federal judges, or their employees? It doesn't make any sense, sir.
Danny, let me interject. If the unvaccinated pose a threat, then how can the members of Congress allow themselves to go unvaccinated? They're a threat to themselves. They're even claiming that the unvaccinated are a threat to the vaccinated. How is that possible? If the vaccine works, then they're protected. It's the unvaccinated who are not protected. So you want to protect the protected from the unprotected? How does that work? And look at the massive hypocrisy. Obviously, if you're exempting the Congress, the legislative, the executive branch, the judiciary from having the vax, and obviously the vax doesn't work, and COVID is not a threat. Look at the combination. They're not being required to take the vax. Why? Because these elitists know that the COVID is not real. The COVID is fake. The pandemic is phony. I must say I've been following this and reporting on it virtually every single day since May of 2020. Think about it. For over a year, I've been making at least one report every day, with the exception more recently of weekends. But even there now, more often than not, and you can find, from the period of of May of 2020 to November 2020, I had a show called JimTheConspiracyGuy.com. Now, it got a small viewership, but the programs were quite powerful, including several with Danny Sirras. And since I could no longer afford the $100 a month to keep it going, what I did is to create a web page at jamesfetzer.org, a web page where I moved the 65 shows I'd done during that period to jamesfetzer.org. So if you go to my blog, you can just do a search on the 65 shows or on jimtheconspiracyguy.com. And the very first show was on the coronavirus pandemic, showing that in the European Union, for some 15 different countries, there was no increase in mortality, even though the claim was being made that it was spiking, that there was this huge death rate. Individuals were going to hospitals that were supposed to be overflowing with COVID patients to find they were empty. The same thing is happening here in the U.S. today. You could go up and watch MSNBC or CNN and you're told the hospitals are overflowing with COVID patients. I'm telling you, that's all bullshit. It's not happening. They are lying their faces off. And by the way, while you're there, if you're on that page with the 65 shows, scroll down to, I think it might be 44 or 45. I do a return to explain how the COVID pandemic fits into the Democratic Party agenda and how Antifa and Black Lives Matter are really public relations fundraising entities for the Democratic National Party. It turns out if you contribute to them, the money goes to the Democrats. You got to think about this. We have to get real. Danny and I are doing our best to bring you the truth. We have no axe to grind. We're basically apolitical. We just want to get the truth out there. And Danny, I got to say, you've been doing a great job. Continue.
Thank you, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. So the next one on the list, sir, the White House staff. This list keeps growing. I mean, now we got White House staff that doesn't have to get the jab. So let's take a look at that. Don't they go out in public? Of course they do.
The White House staff is obviously interacting with the president and the vice president. If they don't get the jab, then they're potential candidates to give the president or the vice president the COVID. If the COVID were real, this would be absurd. Danny, I'm so pleased you want to go back through this list because it reveals the whole thing is a sham, it's fake, it's phony, and our highest elected officials and members of public health are trying to kill us. Have no doubt about it. They know the truth. They know the truth. They know these mRNA vaccines are perfectly designed killing machines, and they're promoting them. They are promoting them. Mind you, these are mass murders in some of the highest offices of the land. The Tony Fauci's and Deborah Burks and Joe Biden's and everyone else who's promoting the vax, not to mention Bill Gates and the Klaus Schwabs of the world with the Great Reset. These people are your mortal enemy. They are trying to bring about massive depopulation of planet Earth so they and their allies, their buddies, the elites, can control the entirety of Earth. That's what's going on. Have no doubt about it. Danny.
Well, I would agree with that, sir. And then you got Secret Service and everybody else in there. You would think that, you know, it would be very important for them to be protected if this so-called jab worked. The next on the list, sir, is CDC employees and then FDA employees. Why are they exempt from their own jab, sir? If it's so good and it's so protective and they're making this valuable vaccine, why wouldn't they want to take it, sir? Why would all of a sudden they can be out in public, they can go to the store, the movie theater, and they're going to get some sort of pass that says, excuse me, I don't have to wear a mask, I don't need to have the jab, just simply because I have this privileged job, and maybe you don't have that job, so therefore you have to go take the jab and I don't? I don't know what you think about that, sir, but that exemption doesn't make any sense at all to me whatsoever.
Yeah, Danny, you're 100% correct. And by the way, We're coming up on a break. I want to give out the call-in number. For anyone who'd like to call in, and I'll bet there are quite a few today. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. It's not the usual number for Revolution Radio, of course. It's the number for the Power Hour. 844-769-2944. After the break, Danny and I will take calls, and I will be astonished if you're not simply dumbfounded by what you're hearing from us here today. Danny, continue with your comments while we have a few minutes yet.
Yeah, so we got the CDC and the FDA on the exemption list, sir, but then we have the post office and the postal workers, all the employees, the mail carriers. Now, if you think about it, the mail carriers are out handling the mail, touching everybody's mailbox. They're all over the place, spreading this deadly disease. But some reason, they're exempt, and they don't have to have the jab. What's with the post office getting an exemption? Does that mean that FedEx and UPS are going to get one? I haven't seen that yet. But for some reason, postal employees all get an exemption to the jab. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever, sir. Then we have
Danny, you're making a brilliant point. If this were real, then they're promoting the spread of the vax, the spread of the pandemic by the measures they're taking by exempting these key entities. Wonderful telling points, Danny. Make one or two more comments before we hit the break.
Well, then we have the national intelligence, sir. So all national intelligence does not have to get the jab, and I guess that must be the CIA. I don't know who's all included on that. Then get this, sir. We have Pfizer employees and Moderna employees. So they wrote
okay,
an exemption that the people make.
Pick it up when we come back from the break.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries. Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil, available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges, of course then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, guest hosting here today on the Power Hour with the Power Hour Nation with my special guest, Danny Siris. I apologize. We had a feedback issue at my end. We've got it clarified now. Danny, I want you to continue your recap of this exemption list, because the exemption list is a smoking gun, proving beyond any doubt that the whole pandemic and the vaccination is a hoax. And it's one that's intended to be devastating to the American people, but not the elites. Go through your list, Danny.
Well, what we were talking about, sir, is can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
Yeah, what we're talking about is ironic. It just doesn't make any sense, sir. You know, why would a postal worker, the mail carriers that are out in public interacting with the public, if this thing were true, why are they getting an exemption to the jab? You know, I just don't understand.
Danny, they're given an exemption because they know the election of 2020 was stolen with mail-in balloting. They know they have the facts. So this is to pacify them and keep them quiet. That's what's going on with the postal workers. But your point is exemplary. If indeed the virus were real, if there were a bona fide pandemic, then postal workers would be among those who ought to be the first to get the jab if it actually worked, because you don't want them spreading the virus all over the country through the mail system, which they obviously would be doing if it were real. So here you have prima facie proof that the pandemic is not real and that the vax is fraudulent. And the fact that you have all the highest-ranking members of the judicial, legislative, and executive branches also exempt is further proof. Who would we most want to protect if, in fact, the pandemic were real by giving the vax if the vax worked. The president, the vice president, the secretary of the House, the president pro tem of the Senate, the members of the U.S. Supreme Court, go on from there, Danny. But they're exempt. They're exempt because the Biden administration didn't want to piss them off into blowing the whistle that the whole thing is a fraud. So it's a way of pacifying them too. Danny, you're making such great points here. I think this exemption list is a killer. And believe me, it is blowing apart the whole myth of the pandemic and the jab combined. Continue, Danny.
Well, then we have the Pfizer and Moderna employees, sir. I think we should talk about that. Why are the manufacturers of the vaccine, why are they exempt from the jab? Interesting.
If they know what's in it. So if you force them to take it, they'd blow the whistle. I mean, all this is to control those sources that would be in the position to make a difference if they had the opportunity by giving them exemptions that if it were real and if the vax actually worked, would make no sense whatsoever, which is why this exemption list refutes the hypothesis that the pandemic is real and the vax actually works. This is about as powerful a reputation as we could possibly have on the political side. We know these physicians, these phonies, these frauds like Tony the Rat, Fauci, who knows better, who was predicting a pandemic back in 2017, that there'd be a surprise pandemic in the Trump administration. How can Anthony Fauci be predicting a pandemic in 2017, years in advance, and it be a surprise? How can Tony Fauci, who's the official in our government to prepare us to deal with pandemics, not have been prepared? How can Anthony Fauci know that masks actually do damage from the study of the Spanish flu, and who even admitted that masks are bad in a 2019 video, now be telling us everyone's got to wear a mask? I mean, the enormity of the fraud, the deception on the American people. Everyone in this audience has to understand why you've got to start protesting. They are killing you. They are killing your relatives. They are killing your family. They are killing your neighbors. They are killing your military. They are killing everything that makes a difference between life and death for the American people. They're doing it, and they are on the march. If you remain silent, you are complicit. I'm giving you a simple way to respond. Go to my blog at jamesfetzer.org. Check out. You've even got that video with the mortician, the funeral director from the UK, who's laying it all out. Look at the evidence I have there. Go back through my blog. Go to my BitChute site, BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, and just start looking at some of the presentations there, especially from the doctors. I'm a doctor, but a PH, not an MD. So I say, you know, you want to go right to the experts. There's a brilliant compilation of reports from the best qualified medical people who are willing to speak out, because the AMA, God forbid, is threatening to take the license of anyone who opposes the jab. They're threatening to put them out of business. They got the average doctor has been grossly intimidated. Danny, this is the greatest tragedy, the greatest absurdity, the greatest obscenity to befall the United States its entire history.
I would agree, sir. And, you know, to continue on the list, we also have, you know, like I said, we have the CDC, the FDA, we have Moderna, we have Pfizer. But we also have, sir, why would they put the illegal aliens on the list? They now have an exemption, so anybody sneaking over the border illegally, sir, doesn't have to get the jab. The Muslim refugees from Afghanistan do not have to get the jab. They're giving them ivermectin on the flights, and they don't have to get the jab. I don't understand that one at all. That makes no sense.
Everyone out there in the audience, the American government is giving ivermectin to the Afghan refugees. Listen, how many of those guys are suicide bombers? How many are going to start blowing up buildings right here in the United States? If they did it in Afghanistan, do you think their hatred, their animosity, their despise for the United States and America has suddenly disappeared because they were put on a plane and flown a few thousand miles to receive benefits, compliments of the Democratic Party? The Democrats are expecting all these migrants are going to vote Democrat, Danny. They're flying them to red states where they need more votes. Donald Trump wiped them out in 2020. That's why they've adopted these extreme measures. They're trying to save the party, and their political control has nothing to do with benefiting the American people. I've yet to see a single policy come from the Democratic Party that's of any benefit to the American people. This is a calamity for the United States. The Democrat Party might as well rename itself the CCC, the CCP Party, because they've gone full communist socialist. Danny, I used to think that was crank talk. I used to think that was someone wearing a tinfoil hat. Listen to what we're discussing here today. It is 100% correct. And you even got it from an anchor in communist China. Danny, that was a great find. But what you're reporting here about this list of exemption is staggering, because it's proof on its face that the whole pandemic and the vaccines is fraudulent, because the people who should be the first in line to receive them, if it were real, are being given exemptions. Danny, go for it.
Well, I'd like to tie this together, sir, with just a hypothesis or opinion I have, if I may. But just to recap this list, you know, sir, there is a science to this list. Kind of joking with saying that, and the science is, sir, are they rewarding the people that are putting this on the American people? So let's just recap it really quick. We have Congress on the list now. Congress, did many of them go along with the fraud of January 6th and the certification to put in our fake Joe Biden and look the other way when they knew we had a fraudulent election? And is there reward now? And hence, for them doing that, they get an exemption for the jab. That's what I would like to say. The judicial branch, let's take a look at that. You know what? Did they look the other way? Did judges not stick their heads out and try to block the certification? And we didn't see any of that. They seemed to be awful quiet with all the certification and the fraud of the election. Is there reward, sir, an exemption to the jab? You know, how about the White House staff? You know, they're keeping their mouth quiet. They're not saying anything. They're going along with the fraud. It seems that the reward, sir, is an exemption from the jab. How about the CDC employees, sir? They know what's going on. They see the fraud. They work there. They know what's going on. Okay? Is their reward an exemption from the jab to go along? How about the FDA employees that are working? You know, are they going along with this fraud that they can see the damage? They see the papers. They hear from the doctors. Okay? Is their reward an exemption from the jab? How about the postal workers? Okay, let's talk about that. The postal workers stole ballots, and we have that confirmed from postal whistleblowers that came forward. They backdated ballots illegally to help the Democrats fraudulently steal the election of 2020. I'd like to say, sir, is their reward for staying quiet and helping pulling off the fraud an exemption from the jab? How about the national intelligence employees in the CIA that are quiet and they're helping to pull off this fraud? Is there reward and exemption from the jab? How about the Pfizer employees? You know, don't they manufacture the jab in the first place? They're the ones making sick and injuring everybody, and their employees that know what's going on. So their silence and helping put this on the world, is their reward an exemption for the jab? The Moderna, you could add them to the list. Is their reward an exemption from the jab? How about illegal aliens and the Muslim refugees that are coming over? Okay, well, we got illegals coming over here to what? To be new Democrat voters, right? Well, if they knew that they had to take the jab, maybe they wouldn't be wanting to come over here like they are. So, you know what? In doing what they're doing, is their reward, sir, an exemption from the jab? I mean, this list, sir, reeks of everybody that's going along to go against the American people, to cause harm and follow this agenda. They all seem to be one by one getting a reward, sir, and that reward seems to be that they're getting an exemption from the jab. Well, people that don't want this to happen to our country.
Yeah. Danny, you're 100% correct. 100% correct. It's all totally manipulative, but it refutes. It's a honest to God smoking gun refutation of the claim that the pandemic is real and the vax works, that the groups that, if it were real and if the vax did work, ought to have been the very first to be inoculated, including the Supreme Court of the United States, the executive branch of the U.S. government, the U.S. military. They're going ahead with that because the objective is to destroy our military. But look at the Moderna. Look at the Pfizer. Look at the illegal aliens. For God's sake, give us a break. Who knows how many unbelievable diseases they're bringing into the United States. Let me speak now to Power Hour Nation and Revolution Radio members of our audience. They're going after our children. They're going after our grandchildren. And the school boards are participating. The school boards are insisting on mask mandates, which do tremendous harm, especially to young people, children, who need oxygen to develop their brains. I project we're going to have an average loss of IQ across the United States with the mask generation by a minimum of 10 points. And I published a book on the evolution of intelligence. I know whereof I speak. They're going to be destroying the functional intelligence of our young people. You've got to go after the school boards. You've got to go after the mayors. Operate at a local level. Get rid of the mask mandates. Get rid of the school board. You've got to revolt. You've got to go to these meetings. You've got to speak up. You got to send mail, email. You got to protest. You got to get out in the streets. I'm telling you, this is a catastrophe befalling the United States. Now, I offered courses in logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning for 35 years at a wide range of institutions of higher learning, Kentucky, University of Virginia, University of Cincinnati, New College of the University of South Florida, the North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Duluth Campus, University of Minnesota. 35 years. I've never seen so much evidence to substantiate the difference between two hypotheses, the one being that the pandemic is real and the vax works versus the pandemic is fake and the vax will kill ya. The evidence is simply overwhelming. There's only, it's a key to scientific reasoning to sort out the difference between the fabricated and the real evidence, because what you're hearing on television, what you're reading in your newspapers, is propaganda and disinformation. Danny has performed a great service here by emphasizing this exemption list. Just bear in mind, if that list of exemptions stands, it refutes the hypothesis that the pandemic is real and the vax works, because all of those who would be most responsible for maintaining our government, most in need of protection, are not getting protection they would need if the pandemic were real and the vax worked. And believe me, by God, they would give themselves a benefit. They give themselves every other benefit. They give themselves a health care policy the American people do not enjoy. There ought to be a law that Congress can pass, no law that does not apply to every single member of Congress and the executive branch and the judiciary without exception. These are people who have become elitists. They don't care about the common man. This is part and parcel of the reason we're in such deep doo-doo today. It's all bullshit. It must come to an end. They just stole the California recall by having a print your own ballot at home method that's virtually free from audits. Anyone who seriously thinks Gavin Newsom was, you know, kept in office by virtually a 2-to-1 margin really doesn't understand California politics. They hate Gavin Newsom in California. And they have Biden come out and campaign for him and talk against Trump. California went for Trump in 2020. So did Minnesota. I was predicting it. Sidney Powell explained with a map how Trump had carried the nation coast to coast. There were a tiny number of states that did not go for him, but the overwhelming majority did. 410 electoral votes. That's why today in America, we're in a totalitarian state where you're going to be declared to be a domestic terrorist on at least three different grounds. Number one, if you think there was something funny about the 2020 election, when the evidence is overwhelming, including Mike Lindell's three-day marathon where he presented hundreds of different forms of proof the election had been stolen, then you are, in the eyes of the Biden administration, a domestic terrorist. If you question the events of 6 January, which I guarantee you 100% was manufactured, we have James, the brother of John Sullivan, a leader of Antifa, explaining that his brother led 226 Antifa members dressed as Trump supporters into the Capitol to smear Donald Trump. He had nothing to do with it. Even the FBI has admitted they had warnings in advance. The Capitol Police asked for reinforcement. They were not sent. Why? Because Nancy Pelosi wanted to have this as a gimmick, as a staged event, in order to smear Donald Trump. And by the way, let me mention in passing, Barack Obama nullified the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 by the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, where the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 precluded the use of the same techniques of propaganda and disinformation within the United States, including creating riots by paying people to riot and all kinds of, you know, other kinds of events, stage lootings, a whole bit. This is what happened on January 6th. Barack Obama made that lawful in the United States by the Smith-Mundt Act of 2012, just in time to bring us Sandy Hook. And believe me, I have documented a whole host of the floodgate of phony events that he unleashed in the following, including the Boston bombing, Orlando and Dallas, Charlottesville, Parkland, Las Vegas. I have books on most of these, which Amazon.com has banned. Go to moonrockbooks.com, moonrockbooks.com, if you want to learn the truth. Or go to, you know, all of those events on the 65 shows, including How to Spot a False Flag Part 1, How to Spot a False Flag Part 2, and you will have the scales fall from your eyes. And in the third place, if you question the reality of the pandemic or the efficacy of the vax, as we've been massively documenting here, then once again, you're going to be classified as a domestic terrorist. The CDC, in case you missed the memo, is already talking about COVID camps. They're calling them green zones for those who are unvaxxed. Believe me, the COVID camps are going to be like roach motels. You can check in, but you can't check out. They want everyone to be vaxxed because otherwise the unvaxxed stand as a control group to contrast with the vaxxed. And as the vax start dropping dead right and left, they don't want the unvaxxed to show that it was all the vax. Mind you, even the Red Cross is no longer taking blood from the vaccinated because it wipes out your natural antibodies and makes you vulnerable the next time. We're going to have a massive number of people die. Sad to say, that's include many of our friends and relatives here, as we have the flu season approach once again, where they fabricated numbers, by the way. Last year, there were 38 million instances, cases of the flu. This year, 2,000. So what do you think? We just lost 37,998,000 cases of the flu. No, they were all reclassified as COVID. This has been a gigantic scam of the proportions so large that it constitutes a big lie. Hitler observed, people aren't going to be fooled by little lies because they commit them all the time. But most cannot imagine lies of the degree of magnitude here, which is the greatest scam in the history of the world. It exceeds a moon landing. It exceeds 9/11. What we're going through right now is the greatest fraud in the history of the world, and unfortunately, it's going to have catastrophic results for the people. You must understand what's going on. Do something about it, and for God's sake, at all costs, avoid the jab. Danny, a few thoughts. I can't commend you enough for coming on the show today. You've been simply excellent.
Well, sir, I you know, your conclusion is, in my opinion, is right on. I mean, the exemption list alone should be enough to tell the American people, why are these people that of such importance getting an exemption? But then again, we have illegal aliens on there that don't have to get the jab. You know, I'd like to say maybe they just wouldn't come here if they knew they had to get the jab, because, you know, they don't want the jab, but they keep coming because they're exempt from it.
Danny, they want those illegal aliens to vote Democrat. They're bringing them in, giving them a red carpet. They're giving them free health care. They're going to give them Social Security. The Democrats are basically paying them to become Democrat voters. That's what's going on at the southern border and flying them from Afghanistan. And I just wonder, and we may find out, how many suicide bombers are they flying in from Afghanistan? Because the Afghans hate the United States. They hate the Americans. Blowing up that big explosion, which, by the way, the U.S. military knew was going to happen, can begin happening, be repeated here in the USA. And for that, you have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrat Party to thank. I want you to realize, when your friends and relatives start dropping dead, that you have Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrat Party to thank. Don't forget. Believe me. That's what's going on here in the USA today. It's a calamity of unprecedented proportions. I want to thank everyone who allowed me to come on to guest host once again and encourage the Power Hour Nation to do something about it. I've given you a few suggestions. Really, truly, act as though your life depended upon it, because frankly, it does. Thank you once again. Goodbye.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.